get worse.
Because he's a lap dog.
They get worse. Trust
Good
me.
Morning. Welcome to Coffee Beaner's Sip and Share. I am Patty.
I'm Brett.
I'm Logan.
And this is Duke. And that's Daisy. Our little, I guess we should say Daisy and Duke, because that's, you know, how they were named to be. But these are the chillest, sweetest little lap dogs you ever did see.
Watch, they're going to go crazy now that you said that.
Oh,
you put it in the
they're
universe.
Still young. Wait until they're toddler age.
Oh, my gosh. They're the sweetest. Oh, babies. You know what I realized today is that they have got the longest eyelashes. They're like Snuffleupagus. They like literally go out like that and curl. It's kind of insane how long they are. Have you noticed how long their eyelashes are?
I always wonder how Shih Tzus can see with the fur over their eyes all the time.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Well, happy Wednesday. I've got the boys with me today. I dragged them in when I found out the girls were not going to be with us. And, you know, we were trying to figure out things.
So we
to
apologize
talk about.
In advance for, for us.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. I can tell you what it means. Can you even read it? It's pretty small.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you're getting up in your 30s now, buddy. I mean, maybe your eyesight is failing. Who knows?
Nope. Still good to go. Except so for my left eye.
I don't know what that is. It's obviously a chat from a customer.
Can I have it?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, that's right.
Was it for you?
Yeah.
Oh, it was okay.
That's okay, I'm like, what?
Well,
I was just being nosy.
Yeah.
We actually got a note from a customer today. And he actually said, good morning, CB Sip and Share. So like he was writing to us on our Sip and Share.
Yeah.
He said, just wanted to share an acidic creamer or one that is out of date sure can spoil a great cup of coffee. On the pour, I always do it tall to oxygenate our first cups in the morning for maximum flavor and froth. I noticed we were using an older creamer that was too acidic. Change that out and back to a quality sip. Have a great day. I wonder how many times like you like get like an old and creamer lasts forever, which makes you wonder like what's in it, right? Because I buy
you don't want to know.
Well, I buy the pure kind that's supposed to just milk and sugar and creamer or cream, and it'll be good until like December. And I'm like, weird. How does it last 6 months? It doesn't.
Well,
like,
I buy the organic milk and it's the best buy date is way longer than the non-organic milk. I don't know.
Doesn't it seem like it would go bad sooner if it's like really like real?
Yeah. Creamer? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, coffee is perfect just how it is.
Good morning, Patty. Good morning, Deborah. Lovely to see you ladies today. Duke says hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. If you get just like a gross creamer, or you guys are black drinkers though. So you wouldn't
literally
even know.
Never.
Yeah.
I used to, but I can't.
Now you guys are grown up men and you drink your coffee black.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's fair.
Fair. It's my life water.
Oh, here's one of Lori's hairs on the dog.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
Okay, so today, like I said, I was trying to figure out what we were going to talk about. And I went and I read this article, which you guys may have seen. But basically, they're saying that the Zodiac has changed. You guys know what the Zodiac is?
Yes.
No.
Astrology.
I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say.
Please tell us what you think it is.
No.
I'm guessing that's not the PC version then. So the Zodiac, well, I guess the best way for me to describe it, they say it's like under the sky that you were born, right? And it's usually like I think it's like 20 some days because there's 12 signs of the Zodiac. So maybe it's like 28 days, something like that. And they say that whatever,
if it was 28 days, there'd be 13.
Okay, so whatever. Maybe it's 30. Maybe it's 35.
Okay, Mr. Accountant.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just saying.
Clearly the qualified people to be talking about this.
Super logical.
Yeah. We know all about the Zodiac, and we follow our horoscopes daily, obviously, here. But so if you're supposed to have certain characteristics if you're born during that time, right? So, I'm supposed to be a Libra, okay? My birthday is at the end of the month. And I'm supposed to be indecisive. That's so true, right?
Yeah.
Super charming, obviously. And full of charm. So, I mean, obviously that makes sense, right?
You pulled out the one that's for me.
So you're supposed to be a Gemini, right?
Yep.
Okay. So what did it say? You're supposed to be charming, adaptable, perceptive, inquisitive, imaginative. Do you think you're imaginative?
Me?
Yeah. Mm. Independent,
probably more imaginative than creative.
Yeah,
I can imagine things, I just can't create them.
Generous, brainy. I'll give you clever, witty. Yeah. Savvy and kind.
Savvy.
There's a lot of positive. Like my grandpa always used to
say, when you got it, you got it.
So they say. Okay, but here's the thing. The new study says that the Zodiac is probably wrong.
Powdered creamer. You see that?
Yeah, I do see that.
Oh, man.
Patty, what are we doing? What are we doing and why? I don't think I've ever
even seen powdered creamer.
It's because you're
like in diners, like when I was young.
Oh, man, I worked at a shop right after high school, and that's all they had was powdered creamer. Really? And the amount of powdered creamer people would put in their coffee.
I think it's, well, it's like non-dairy too. So it's kind of like, to me, like really chalky, but maybe you like the taste of it. I don't know. Maybe,
I don't know. I'm not the hugest fan of dairy things. So non-dairy is okay with me.
You're a Libra too. Well, okay, Deborah, hold on though, because we might not be Libras. We got to find out when your actual birthday is. We might not be Libras. Here's why. So
in the made-up system.
Yeah.
And then, okay, but it was created by the Babylonians 2,500 years ago. And the 12 signs were originally based on the constellations behind the sun at the time.
What? Didn't they do human sacrifices too?
Did the Babylonians, or was that like Aztec? And Aztecs were I thought they were more like 1,000 years ago.
The Aztecs?
Oh, actually, no. I just saw this thing on Expedition Unknown, and they found
lactose intolerant.
They found a civilization that was 12,000 years old, and they found that they were doing like human sacrifices, and it was in Turkey. So,
oh yeah,
human sacrifices.
What do you want?
Okay,
she wants me. She wants me.
Okay, so again,
I told you she's been loving me today.
The signs were originally based on the constellations that were behind the sun at the time.
She probably smells my dog.
But what they saw then isn't necessarily what you see now. For instance, if your birthday is today, September 10th. You think you're a Virgo because that was the constellation behind the sun on this day thousands of years ago. However, this year, it's Leo. That's for three reasons.
Well, so I just want to say, if obviously, you know, the universe is a living organism and things change. So it's like the people that were born under that should still be that. And maybe the new people are different.
Well, what they're saying, though. Okay, so let me tell you more.
If you buy into it.
And the reason why they're saying that it's different is they're saying that the Earth wobbles, shifting our view of the stars by about 1 degree every 72 years. So if we're looking at the stars, the constellations are different. And the constellations aren't all the same size. The sun only spends a week in front of tiny Scorpio. And there's a 13th constellation, which, hey, maybe you're right about the 13th. And I'm going to say this wrong. Apacus, which the Babylonians kind of just forgot about. So I went on and I found out, I know all your birthdays, right? Logan's birthday is next week, right? Are you going to be in Hawaii for your birthday? Okay, you'll be back. So Logan's birthday is next week, and we think that he's a Virgo.
Yeah.
Oh. It actually says that you are actually a 100% Virgo, and that didn't change. And your traits are that you're logical and hardworking, autistic, observant, faithful, kind, patient, responsible, reliable, and modest. And that the negative is ruminative, critical, stubborn, uptight, worried, people-pleasing. I don't feel like this is you at all. Frustrated easily, overly independent, irritable, and picky.
Not frustrated easily. The most laid-back dude.
The laid-back is like the best way to like describe you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I just regulate my emotions.
Yeah, like a normal person.
Yeah.
I'm just a normal human being.
Okay, so that says that you are a Virgo through and through. However, mine says that I always said I was a Libra because my birthday is the 30th, right? Hey. That I'm actually a Virgo as well.
Hey.
And I don't know that I'm any of those. Like, well, I'm faithful. I'm kind. I'm not patient at all. But uptight and worried, those describe me perfectly. 100%, right? Who worries more than me? I sit at home and worry about you guys. If you are late to work, I'm like, what's going on?
You text. Everything okay?
Are you dead on the side of the road? Because somebody needs to come find your dead body and it's going to be me. Okay. Like, don't you want that? Don't you want someone who cares? Watch out. Duke might jump.
I know.
No. Might be a little too high.
You're on the plane with me when we go?
On the way back.
Oh, okay. I'm not sitting next to you.
I actually put Will next to me because
she just takes a bunch of Xanax and passes out. Right?
I don't pass out, but I do take Xanax. Oh, because
you and Will are both.
Yeah, I try to get Will to take my Xanax, and I love sitting next to him on the plane. Won't. Will's pretty cool on the plane. He's okay. So Brett, it says that you're a Gemini,
mm-hmm.
but you might actually be a Taurus. And the Taurus, quote, we already read the Gemini ones. The Taurus says that you're mature, dependable, composed, faithful, gracious, enduring, positive, friendly, sensible, loving, secure, and kind, strong-minded, creative, and independent. And your negative is that you're indulgent, hostile, domineering, gluttonous, jealous, lazy, money-oriented. That's true. And because you're this, you know, controller, and stubborn. What do you think? Which one lines up more with who you are?
I feel like there's a lot of negatives in that one. I don't know if these came from different places. That was rough.
Yeah. Okay, but
that was like a longer than the positive.
But see, okay, but see, then Libra is.
I'm just a big downer, guys.
Sociable, charming, fair, romantic, sophisticated, artistic, and rational. Not rational, but I'm all the rest of those. And then not so great is indecisive. Oh. Yes. Impatient. Yes. Codependent. See? Yes. Fearful. 100%. Insensitive? No, I'm not too bad. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Lori and Kevin better be careful. I'm gonna steal their. Lori and Kevin better be careful. I'm gonna steal their dog.
I know, right? So I still feel like I'm more a Libra than a Virgo. I'm gonna say, I don't think that any of those are true, and I don't think any of it's true. To be honest, I think it's all a bunch of hocus pocus.
Who knows?
Yeah, right.
Who knows?
People were just bored and were looking at the stars, going, "Oh, yeah, this makes sense." This makes sense.
Well, when you have nothing to explain the world, you start to look for the answer somewhere.
Right? Did you guys ever, like in elementary school, they used to do a lot of like myths of like how things were done? Like I remember specifically like a Native American myth about like the leaves and why they turned colors. And it was something about a warrior that was like bleeding was like changing the colors of the leaves.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah.
Well, you've heard the, obviously, what was it? The islands out in Lake Michigan.
Oh,
the story about the turtle,
or the bear.
Yeah, the bear and the mama bear and the baby bear that swam across and drowned, and that's where the islands came from. That's what the native said about that. I mean, obviously we have a large.
Says, sounds like a millennial wrote that.
Love it.
That's what I was saying at the beginning.
A millennial or Gen Z? I mean, I don't know. Gen. Could be.
They're like, I don't like what technically I am. I'm going to write an article and change what I am.
Yeah, I'm just going to change everything up a little bit. I've decided that this doesn't resonate with me. And don't every time you read one of these two, like it's different, you know? And I like how it's ominous. Like sometimes you'll read your horoscope and it's like, you know, don't do this today. Bad things are coming your way. And you're like, well, what's going to happen? Like,
I feel like that's a warrior's dream. That probably gets you to pay so much money by making you worry about stuff.
Yeah. If you paid for your like daily horoscope. Like yeah.
No, no.
And they used to put them, I think, in like the back of like People Magazine. Bad,
something bad's going to happen.
Yeah. Marty don't have a sunny disposition, you know. Yeah.
No, I actually read my horoscope that day. I went out to the truck and there was a flat tire.
Oh, yeah.
Bet y'all would have seen it coming.
Beware, bad things are coming. I love this. What is she doing back there? Is she just like sleeping behind
me? Yeah, she's just curled up into a little ball. She wanted some comfort.
Yeah.
And then there's her brother.
Yeah.
Right on top of her.
I love them. So when you guys go to Hawaii, I think Ashley's going to watch them. And then they're going to come to the office every day and just chill with us.
And Willie, too.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I told you could just send Willie to my house. He could hang out with Kona.
Oh, my gosh. They're so crazy. Gen Z could be, too.
I named my dog after a coffee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kona. Yep. I love that.
Yep.
Oh, Patty, I did not know you were lactose intolerant. What a bummer.
That's funny. She never used creamer until about a year ago. And it's like, I went the opposite direction. I used to use creamer all the time. Yeah. And then I stopped, especially once I started working here, I stopped.
Yeah. Deborah, do you do any sweetener or just half and half? I've been doing protein shakes in my coffee lately, just so I can get extra protein.
Well, you see that, you've probably seen it, the stuff that the Phil Mickelson promotes, the good stuff that you're supposed to mix in your coffee that's supposed to be like a huge boost.
Is it like the vitamins or whatever?
Yeah.
We've looked at doing vitamin coffee before, but we haven't really launched it because I'm kind of, I don't know, just hesitant about like the disclaimers and like the amount of vitamin that you get in your body and stuff.
We technically have one.
Yeah. I'm not sure
to
how.
The gas stations we have
it
one.
It tastes horrible.
Yeah.
That's what I never actually tried it. I've never actually tried ours.
Yeah.
Like anything added in just makes it taste bad.
Yeah.
Except for flavoring.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because that stuff makes it good.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of flavoring, we've been in the midst of some deep R&D trying to figure out the last couple of flavors. I swear we've tried like 20 different renditions of this one flavor.
Oh,
trying to make it work. And it has just been a nightmare and a half.
And we can't say what it is.
No, not yet, but it's...
You know what you should do? Give it the flavor. Remember when the flavoring company comes here and then they mix it up and it tastes so good?
I already did it, and it didn't work out well.
Really? Did you have them do it, though? I feel like they do it better than us for some reason. They're the professionals.
Well, there is a professional way to augment coffee, which is adding cream and sugar to it. It's supposed to be 1 ounce of cream and 3 sugar packets. That's the professional way.
But what kind of cream? Is it supposed to be half and half? It's got to be half and half. Not the original creamer. It's half and half.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a little lame. I didn't let them out before we came in here, so they might be getting ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Don't pee on me, please.
It might be about time for them to go potty or to take a nap. So do you know that Duke is supposed to change colors? Actually, they're both supposed to be like white and change colors. They're not supposed to be brown and black.
Well, it's whatever the base of their hair is. So, like, Duke, mm-hmm. if you look at the base of his hair, it's, like, gray.
Yeah.
So, he'll be gray.
You're going to be gray?
Oh. Even though my mom really doesn't want him to be gray.
Yeah.
See?
She's got black.
That's funny because Patty just said that, you know, she didn't start using until she had flavored coffee. But they always say that, like, the flavoring company says, like, it adding the creamer and stuff to it brings out the flavor mm-hmm. even more.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. When it's like she picked up on that without even being told.
I know, right? when we do R&D in the coffee, we try it black and we try it with creamer. And it's really just interesting how different it can taste each time.
Yep.
You know, I don't know.
And that's probably why I don't do much flavored coffee, just because I drink coffee black, right? Yeah.
Well, there's so many nice notes that you get out of coffee too.
I'm saving my calories for gummy worms and things, not creamer for my coffee. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad. Something you will like, Deborah. Let's see. You know, I still have a little bit of that toasted marshmallow in my office too. I should probably just send that to you next time I see you place an order.
Toasted marshmallow.
Yeah, Deborah really wants us to do toasted marshmallow. Oh, flavoring. Coffee flavoring.
Because we had that toasted marshmallow syrup that we use for like the s'mores drink or whatever. I bought some of that and took it home and it was putting in everything. It was so good.
It's good, but when it is paired with our Ghirardelli chocolate that we put in our drinks, the Ghirardelli chocolate kind of like doesn't like bring out the marshmallow flavor enough, where it kind of just tastes like what's the word? You want to take them out? Yeah.
You can take her too.
It's more him. Vanilla.
She seems fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's just chilling. He might just need to go potty. But yeah, no, I know people always say that.
Lost her bow.
I know people always say that, like, oh, when you guys make up new drinks and coffee, it must be so fun. And I get caffeinated to the hilt. And
you're sensitive to it, though. You're sensitive to it. You come back wired.
Yeah, I can't do
it. Especially when we got to make like the frap drinks at the store and stuff.
No, that's why she started, because I suggested it. Us patties, we're so great, aren't we? Awesome.
Oh, don't get her started, please.
I already told you all my positive Libra attributes and the, and I, you know, told you all the things that work good, right? We know I worry. So, Deborah, the question is, if you're a Libra too, are you on that scale? Do you feel like your attributes are accurate? Did you think any of yours were accurate?
Me? Yeah.
I feel like with any of those, you can just kind of cherry pick.
It's pretty general.
Yeah, what you like and what you don't like and what makes sense and... You know,
I don't know. Always because I was a Gemini, everybody's like, you must have a split personality. I was like, just because it's the twins doesn't mean it's split personality.
Yes. Yes. Deborah says, we need to talk about the toasted marshmallow. How do you feel about bringing in another marshmallow flavor?
Me? Mm-hmm. I like marshmallow stuff, so I'd be okay with it.
So let me tell you too, though, Deborah, and we had two. So we're coming out with, what, 4 new flavors, and the holiday flavors are about to launch. I think they...
Could be 4.
It's 4, and then we have the returning holiday flavors.
Oh yeah.
And Britton went out and had to make room on the shelves.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of room on our shelves is kind of the problem. So I'm not sure how many more flavors we can bring in, you know?
All of the boxes are up on their side at this point.
Yeah.
So there's not room.
Yeah. We've got to figure that out.
Well, we're not going to stop bringing in new flavors, so.
Yeah. Time to build more aisles or a bigger warehouse. We could do that, right, Logan?
We got property.
On Friday, we had a big shipment come in, a container worth of gift sets, and that was fun. There was 6 or 7 of us unloading that at like a high pace.
Was it floor loaded?
Yeah, floor loaded. So we had to palletize it. And my Fitbit was like, girl, you're good for the week. You don't have to work out anymore after that. I was like, all right.
How hilarious would that be if that's what it actually said?
Girl, you're good.
Yeah. That's funny.
I would love that.
You know, how many pals did it end up being?
Yeah. I'm excited for the calendar this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I think October 15th, we're going to have, I don't know how many pallets to answer your question. October 15th is our holiday coffees coming out.
Yep.
With the addition of the new one. And then the other new flavors, we're hoping, I'm just going to say, National Coffee Day is September 29th.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah. And we're hoping that those will be ready.
Maybe we should talk with production about that.
Yeah. Well,
I do know about it this time.
Yeah.
I was told this time.
That's always the fun about a small company is we think that everybody knows, and then sometimes we're like, oh, maybe.
No one said anything.
Maybe you don't. But we're actually in the process right now. We have our holiday help that started, and we're building gift sets like crazy, getting ready for the year. We've got 6,000 of one to send to Amazon alone.
Yep.
And we almost have all the coffee, but we actually still need quite a bit of coffee made. So
you need we have to go through a lot of it, but it's a fun time. Everybody likes it. Gets a little crazy for a couple months and then everybody chills out.
Well, it's just crazy because we start working on it. Like as soon as Christmas is over, we start running numbers for next year.
And planning. And,
ordering boxes and components and everything that needs to go into it. Planning, because obviously for you guys with ordering coffee and flavoring and everything, that's a big deal, you know? Aw, cute. Patty said, I ordered my mom coffee pods for her birthday. Excited for her to try your coffees. Nice. I hope she loves it. It's always fun when people get to try our coffee for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I always give it to the kids' teachers and stuff for gifts. Yeah. And then they always love it. Yeah.
We donated some coffee to the middle school here in town. They have a special school. It's called Transitions. It's for the special education students.
Oh, okay.
And they actually
so we're getting them all jacked up on caffeine.
No, they don't drink it.
It's for the helpers.
They sell it to the teachers and that's their fundraiser. And they,
okay.
And then they donate all the money to a children's advocacy group in Flint called Voices for Children. So we donated good coffee. So win-win, the teachers have got good coffee to drink, and then the students, you know, maybe can sell more.
They were buying our coffee.
They did buy. Yeah. They actually just placed an order to buy more coffee.
They were buying our coffee.
So, yep. Oh, it says we're frozen.
We're frozen?
Are we frozen?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Where does it say that?
Deborah posted that.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
I doubt she's Boa. Let's hope she's not watching it, Tim Patty. Okay. Well, we can end if we're frozen. We don't need to. Got our decaf. And I love the decaf. It's so great. A lot of people, we actually just had somebody write us on Monday talking about our decaf because, you know, if you have a health issue and you need...
I mean, decaf coffee is treated like left-handers sometimes. Like, there's not a lot of stuff for decaf. There's not a lot of variety. So, we've always made sure that, you know, we have all that variety.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
That's so rude. My phone's going off.
Gotta love it. All right, well, on that note, I guess we can head back to work because I need to go see about some gift sets and getting some stuff made.
I'm sure the auditor needs to talk. So
I know, right? Well, thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah.
And we hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Yeah, have a good rest of your week.
Take care.